Acts chapter 13. In the church at Antioch, I got some prophet and some teacher. Then I'm a Barnabas, and Simeon, when I'm a call Niger, and Lucius for Cyrene, and Manaen, when I grow up with Herod, when I'm the ruler of Galilee, and Saul. While I'm the worship the Lord and fast, the Holy Spirit tell them, say,
I want to dedicate Barnabas and Saul for one special job where I got for them, though.
So after them fast and pray some more, they put their hand upon them to bless them and send them off. So that the Holy Spirit send them out. First they go south of Cilicia, and then they sail to the island of Cyprus. When they reach the town of Salamis, they start to preach to the Jews there in the place where they meet. John Mark met there with them to help them too. They travel through the whole island, and then they reach Paphos. Deso, they meet one Jewish man when me name by Jesus. He na me wa obeman na wa false prophet. He na me friend with Sergius Paulus, where me the governor of the island. This man Sergius Paulus na me wa intelligent man. I sent for Barnabas and Saul fi year when they got for say about the word of God. But by Jesus, who for name na me Elymas, in the Greek language, me de against Barnabas and Saul. And so we even try to discourage the governor from believing in Jesus. Now Saul, where then called Paul, me full up of the Holy Spirit. He watched by Jesus straight in his eye and say,
"You son of the devil, you liar bad. And all you do are fool of people. You're against everything we're righteous. Why you don't stop twist up the ways of the Lord? Now listen, ya, the Lord hand was the heavy upon you, and you are blind. You know I see the sun till when God ready to make you see again."
Same time when fog and darkness come upon by Jesus, I may have to find somebody to lead on boat. When the governor see what all happen, he may really surprised about the teaching of the Lord and believing in Jesus. Now Paul and his friend set out and sail from Paphos to Perga in a Pamphylia. Deso, John left there and gone back to Jerusalem. When they left Perga, they reach Antioch in a Pisidia. That made the Sabbath, so then gone to the Jewish meeting place and sit down there. After they read for Moses' law and for where the old time prophet them write, the leader there for the synagogue sent for them and say,
"Brothers, if you no go and leave word of encouragement for the people there, share it with we know."
Then Paul stand up and hold up his hand and say,
"All the people of Israel are all of uno we fear God. Listen to me. The God of Israel pick we ancestor day and raise them up and make them into a big nation while they be dead at Egypt. And he bring them out from there with fihi power. For about 40 years, he look after them and bear with them in the desert. He destroy 7 nations when he in a Canaan for them. Then he take their land and he give the people of Israel. All of this happened in about 450 years. After that, God get a judge to rule over them till when Samuel the prophet come. Then after that, them war with king. So God get a Saul when he rule over them for 40 years. He na me Kish son when I found Benjamin tribe. Then after he moved Saul, he put David as their king. This the way God said about David. A fine said that David was a Jesse's son, that the kind of man were close to my heart, because he would do all what I tell him to do. God me promised to send a savior for the people of Israel through this same David family line, and this savior that Jesus. Before Jesus me start the work, John may preach to all of the people of Israel that they should atone for their sin day and get baptized. Then same time when John may finish his work, he said to the people then, "Who would think me? Me the not the one under the weird fire, no? But yeah, he did call after me. And if he tell you the truth, me not even good enough to take off his sandals off his foot. Me fellow Israelite then, whether Abraham descendant then, and all of unu people, whether not Jew will worship God, unu listen up, that we God send this message of salvation to. The people then will live at Jerusalem, and their leader, they may never know, say, that the hinder the Savior. They never understand the prophet they neither. even though they may read where they write every Sabbath, still yet they make the prophet word come true when they condemn Jesus. And even when they couldn't find no reason for giving the death sentence, they still ask Pilate to put her to death. Then when they don't do everything what the scriptures say about her, they take her down from the cross and bury her in our tomb. But God raised her back from the dead. And for a lot of days, day one when we used to travel with her from Galilee to Jerusalem, see her because he appeared to them. Now then they tell all of we people about him. So now we can bring the good news to Uno. Where God may promise with great-great-grandfather day come true for we now. He may promise say he will bring Jesus back to life. This is what the second psalm they talk about when he say, "You that my son, today I come for be your father." Because God may promise to bring Jesus back to life again, he now are dead again. This the in of the scripture we say, "I will give you the same blessing day where me promise David." In our another psalm, he explain it clear one when he say, "And now I make the body of the Holy One get rotten." He couldn't have said this about David. Because after David don't do what God me want he do, he me dead. And they bury him after him body me rotten. But this never happened to Jesus because God raised her up back from the dead. My brothers, uno should have known that the true Jesus, the message about forgiveness of sin, they preach to uno. Everybody were trusting her were free from all of their sin. Moses law couldn't set uno free. So uno better mind say that where the prophet them say no happen to uno. Them say, "Look here, uno will like take God word make puppet show. Uno will left the wonder and then drop dead. Because I did do something in a fi uno days where uno would have never believe, even if somebody would have tried to explain it to uno."
As Paul and Barnabas made left the meeting place, the people in Acts them fi come back, can talk to them about the same thing the next Sabbath. So after the people then left the meeting, while a lot of Jews and people who joined the Jewish religion start to follow Paul and Barnabas. The apostle then talked to them and encouraged them to keep on to trust in the grace of God. The next Sabbath, nearly the whole city come to hear the word of God. But when the Jews then see the lot of people were come, then get jealous, so they contradict what Paul said and insult them. But Paul and Barnabas answer them without fear. Then say,
"We may have to preach God's message to uno first. But like how uno no want hear it, that means say uno no think uno self good enough to live with God forever. So we were left uno and God of the people then went on a Jew. This that the commandment where the Lord give it. And they make uno be a light for the people then went on a Jew. So that you could carry the message of salvation to people all over the world."
When the people there were not Jew hear this, they may glad and they praise God for his message. And all of them one where God may don't pick to live with them forever, put their faith in the Lord. The word of God spread right through the whole area. But the Jews then start to stir up antsness amongst the respectable lady there, where may love God, and the man there where may got high up position in the city. They make trouble for Paul and Barnabas and throw them out of the city. So the apostle then shake the dust off of their foot as one sign of judgment against them, and then go under Iconium. The believer then, the Antioch, may full of joy, and they may full of the Holy Spirit.